Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So, Mr. Mikey, you found yourself in a new type of position on a flight last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It started off really well, and then I was in big trouble.
Did you join the Mile High Club?
I wish. So I went to San Antonio last week on our week off. I flew into San Antonio, went to Bandera, Texas. Nobody's ever heard of it. It's a population of like 900. Beautiful town. Went dancing for the weekend.
What brought you to Bandera?
It's Labor Day weekend. You go there, you dance, you two-step, you waltz. You go to Arky Silver Dollar.
At Bandera?
Bandera, Texas.
You are the only tourist Bandera has seen in the last 100 years.
It was a lot of people confused. Like, you're from Georgia? What are you doing here?
No, sir, how did you hear about Bandera?
So it used to be like a wild, wild west town. So my grandpa used to go. They almost burned down the jail. Like, it's just like, it's stories like the Wild West. And it's obviously different now, but it's still very cool places. Like, on my Instagram, there's pictures of Arky Silver Dollar, and it's the coolest underground bar you've ever been to in your life. There's like a table where Hank Williams carved his name in it. Just the coolest place you've ever been. An old jukebox that costs a quarter to play like 5 songs.
Is it a notorious like tourist spot in Texas?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, only if you know what you're doing.
All right.
And yeah, it's the sickest place ever. I would move there. That's where I want to have my honeymoon. I want to get married there. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
If it fits you, man.
You ever go two-stepping? It's fun.
I do like a good two-step.
It's fun.
Now I'm looking it up. Maybe you can take your next girls group.
Girls Gone Bandera.
They would hate you guys there.
No, we'd be dancing on tables. We'd be a good time.
Yeah, would not like you. But this all happened on the way home. So we go back to San Antonio. We get on the plane. We had a glorious, it was Southwest. So you have like a boarding group, and we were like A13, which means you get to go wherever you want. What are you looking at, Bandera over there?
I am. Population 891.
It is so flipping random.
It's the sickest place ever. Okay. So we're like A13, which means you get your choice of pretty much any seat on the flight.
Yeah.
Now, my big problem when I get on these planes is that my legs are so restless. I got the Jimmy legs. I just can't stop moving them. It's so hard to sit in one of those seats.
Restless leg syndrome?
That's what I got.
Is this something that you have whenever you sit anywhere or just
I have it in bed. I just shake and stuff. Like, my legs are always going. But someone gave me an idea. I've never sat in an emergency row or exit row.
Uh-huh.
I've never sat there. I've never even clocked that there's like 2 seats and then you can sit in that row behind you and have no seat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lifesaver. I've never known that this was even an option. So I sit down in the emergency row.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kicking my legs. I can do a jumping jack where I'm sitting.
Did you not think you were qualified enough to sit in the exit row? Why at the age of 20-something are you just now realizing like you can sit in an exit row?
Well, I think there's been like 5 years where I've been allowed to sit in an exit row, right? Like, you have to be a certain age before they let you sit there.
Yeah. Thank God it's not IQ.
Come on, there was dumber people than me on that plane.
You were a fascinating creature.
So we were just chit-chatting with this, what are they called? Air ladies?
Flight attendant?
Flight attendant.
The air ladies.
Personally, I prefer air ladies.
I like that. Air ladies. Okay.
Flight attendant. So we were chatting her up. She was very, very nice. Coolest lady ever. She didn't care what was going on. So I was sitting there kicking my legs. Now, that's just as people are boarding. Now we got the plane full. And they're doing the thing where they show you how to like buckle and everything.
Yeah. Are you taking it seriously now? Because you're in the emergency row.
I actually did start getting nervous. And I'm like, this actually is quite a responsibility to sit here. Is it worth it for the leg room at the end of the day? So there's one in the front, one in the middle, one in the back showing you how to buckle your buckle and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Three air ladies.
Yes. Okay. Our favorite air lady went to the front. But out of nowhere appears this one just crude air lady.
Just an angry air lady.
I didn't even see her coming. She came from behind me and whipped in right next to my girlfriend's face. And I had all my stuff like down there by my feet. And she's like, there can't be any stuff down there. And I'm like,
that's how it goes.
Well, I didn't know. Nobody told. Like, right. Just tell me. I would have known.
This is my first time sitting in an extra.
She said, back off, air lady.
I still don't know the answer. Where are you supposed to put your stuff?
In the overhead bin.
Uh-huh. Like everything I have?
Yeah. Well,
they'll yell at you if something is too small and you put it up there too, though.
But if you're in the exit row, all your stuff goes up there. And then once you get up in the air and they turn the seatbelt light off, you can get your stuff and bring it back down.
See how you just told me that?
Yeah. Yes.
Would have been a perfect way to tell a fellow that.
Kristen, you would make a great air lady.
Yeah, be an air lady.
I wouldn't be a mean air lady. I'd be a real nice air lady.
Well, you got to remember, if there's a panic on the plane, everybody's going to be running to that exit row that you're in, so you got to clear on the whole thing.
I didn't think about that at all. And look, I'm not coming down on the air ladies here. It's just this one particular lady. She was
mean mugging
just
you.
Not nice. Mm-hmm. She was a mean lady. So she gets into her little procedure there, and then she noticed the people in the row in front of me, the two-seater row, that he had like a water bottle hanging out of something, and so she starts yelling at him. Now, these people were slightly liquored up. They were having fun. They were laughing since they got on the plane.
Well, yeah, they were in Bandera all week.
Yeah. They looked like they were having a good time. And they just start laughing in her face. Like, she's yelling at them.
Oh.
And they are laughing right in her face.
Makes an angry air lady angrier.
Big time. But I was spineless. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've never even sat here before. But these people just laughed right at her. It's so much more effective than yelling at her or like any other kind of altercation, just laughing at her. It was genius. Yeah. And they weren't doing it on purpose, but they were just like, they couldn't stop laughing. And she looked down at them and said, are you laughing at me? And the guy goes, yeah.
Duh.
Yes, I am.
So she is fuming. She's furious. She goes up to the front with the other
ladies
of the air. And,
ladies of the air is wild.
So she goes up there, and I guess she is just angry. She's yelling. One of them comes back and says something to the people, and they're like, man, you're giving me an earful from this lady up there. Now it's known that everybody else hates this lady, too. Each flight attendant would come back there and start joking around with these people like, hey, you gonna laugh at me too? Like, it just felt good to have some, like, just know that everybody else hates this lady too. It's just not me getting yelled at.
All right, so Bert, you get on your flight, you're walking down the aisle, and you are sitting behind the exit row, and as you're walking down the aisle, you turn to your left and you see Mikey sitting there right there by the exit door. How are you feeling about life?
You know, as I look at Mikey, I'd say I'm probably taking the next flight.
That's not fair at all.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So it would appear now that Cassie maybe is getting some help with her bad luck.
Finally, I have turned to the Etsy witches.
Etsy witches.
I'm grasping at straws. I asked you because I'm emailing psychics and stuff up in here. No one is returning my emails.
Really?
It is bizarre. And I'm very much like, hey, I'll pay you. I will give you the monies, please.
Are you telling them, are you lining up everything that's been going wrong and it may be scaring people off?
No, for exactly that reason. Okay. I just say I've had a lot of bad luck. I don't know what's going on. I think I need some help, cleansing. No response. Crickets.
They're like, we've seen your future. We can't help you.
No.
Who do you reach out for something like that? What are they called?
So I've been looking at energy healers, at tarot readers, mystics, psychics. Like, I've just been anyone who's anybody. Got any kind of kick in their name. I'm like, help me out.
I feel like we got to find you like a shaman or something.
Yeah. That would be nice. Unfortunately, I did find a lead on an energy healer, but they're out in LA. So what? Not going to help me much.
Tommy, what happened to your dude in Ohio?
I did talk to him. Renee talked to him, Tim, and he said he would do it. We just have to fly him in. He's in Ohio. He's in Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Because if anybody can save Cassie, it's a man named Tim from Canton, Ohio.
I will take it. Magical Tim from Canton.
Why is Tim from Canton so special?
Remember he came in and he did the thing on Kristen's face. Kristen.
Well, that sounded ominous.
It didn't work.
Kristen.
What are you talking about? My skin is so silky smooth.
He did this thing where he does chakra work and does all that energy aura stuff.
I bet he does.
And he did this thing where he had me hold my hand up to Kristen's face and said, "Do you feel that?" And I was like, "Why, yes, I do feel that." It was heat. It was hot. You could feel it. And then he took his hands and it was like he was pulling stuff off of her face. And I put my hand back up there, and it was cool as a cucumber.
Come on, man. Did it change anything in your face?
That stuff is real.
I have no recollection of this whatsoever. Okay. I'm going to take Tommy's word for it.
All right.
Well, that would be great, because I do remember him, and I do remember him doing my energy, and I felt like a weight had been lifted, but and he goes in.
I mean, he's like Renee. They'll go in, and they'll bless houses and rooms and all kinds of stuff.
Maybe I need to ask Renee to bless me before I start hiring some Etsy witches. I'm going to hit your wife up later. But Mystic... is a witch, and she's also a listener. Her name's Christine, but her witch name is Mystic.
Oh.
So she reached out to me with a very, very sweet offer, and this is why I trust her, because she's like, if you give me permission, I can do these things to help you, which I'm like, that's very much like, I think from what I've seen about the witchiness, it's all about consent and, you know, not doing things behind people's backs. So
I don't verbalize my skepticism when it comes to witches and stuff like that, just in case it's true.
That's a good call.
All right. So I'm going to be curiously silent.
Here's the thing. I don't think there are witches like in Wicked or you know, that wear the big hats. But I do think there are people who are more tapped into energy.
Sure.
And the planet. And I think that is, and they work with crystals. And I think that's a manifestation of all that. And that's what I've seen from these types of witches. So when I say hiring an Etsy witch, I'm not looking for someone to like grind up Eye of Newt and spoon feed it to my enemy.
Rolling here on a broom.
Yes. Although this does get kind of like that, but this is what I want. So she said she's going to create a ritual for me to help shift the bad energy.
You get a custom ritual?
I get a custom ritual. And then she's going to send me a spell jar, which is a banishment spell to help clear negative energy and bad luck. And I've seen this actually, because I was going to do one myself, but I know I'd summon a demon when I did it, but it's like a bottle.
I would.
And maybe we would be best friends, but I probably already summoned the demon. That's what's happening. But it's like they have bottles and you put specific things in it and you bury it in your yard and it catches the negative energy that comes through. And then she gave me a list of crystal recommendations that I'm going to start using, like amethyst, green aventurine, clear quartz. But here's what I didn't know. You have to charge the crystals. And I'm sharing this because I know there's probably someone else out there mm-hmm. who has really bad luck, who doesn't want to Google Etsy witch or anything on their computer, even though it's not a bad thing. So you have to charge the crystals. So you cleanse them by passing them through smoke, like lavender, rosemary, or Palo Santo. You charge them under the full moon, if you can.
We didn't do that last time.
No, we didn't.
Because we did crystals mm-hmm. for your house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this has all gone wrong, because you didn't charge them in the moonlight?
We didn't know how to use them. Or you can leave them under like on your windowsill to let the sun charge them, or put them under running water.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to hold the crystal in your hands, focus on what you want it to support, and whisper your intention into it, which is like manifesting. So I'm going to try this very seriously. I'm going to resage with the Palo Santo and some other herbs she recommended. I'm going to get all these crystals. I have some of them already. I'm going to charge them. I'm going to whisper into them, and she will do my custom ritual and a spell jar.
The last time I saw somebody do this, try this, they ended up 250 years into the past on Outlander.
Oh my God, no, those are big stones. These are tiny stones.
Oh, okay, so maybe it'll just be a couple of decades.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No,
as a tall Scotsman with crazy red hair.
We have a leak in our house, right? And it's been leaking for a long time, apparently. And we have to bring specialists out to find the leak, and it's probably under the driveway. So, which means we're going to have to rip up the driveway to get to this leak. So, yes, I will take whatever. I don't care. If you send me back to Scotland 250 years ago, guess what they don't have? Leaks.
Listen, if I thought it was just going to take some crazy ritual for you to be cleansed of all this, I would have just helped you develop some like low-grade anxiety or OCD. That's what I do. All right, so are you going to have any interaction with her, or is this all kind of like done virtually?
I'm not sure where she's based, actually. We haven't gotten that far in our conversation. She's just sent me the list of crystals that I need and how to work with them. And then I asked her permission to share her name on the air. So we're going to go from there. So I'll let you know if the ritual is in person or if it's going
to
be...
I would love to talk to her on the air. Okay. I find this absolutely fascinating. So if you'll reach back out and see if she's with... And obviously, it'll be a welcoming environment. Like, we're not going to make fun of anything she does.
I don't mess with that stuff, man.
No, it's just, it's literally out of curiosity.
And if it doesn't work with her, then we'll get Hot Hand Tim in here.
So, Cassie, you have no problem. You won't touch a Ouija board, but you have no problem hiring someone to do witchcraft.
Well, that's because I know witches aren't demonic. They've just been painted as like Satan's apprentices, but it literally has nothing to do with that. When you're a witch, you honestly, I've looked into this a lot. You really just connect with the planet and the earth, and it's about loving nature and living things and good intentions, essentially.
Witchcraft.
Tommy, I'm all about the witchcraft because every woman that was burned at the stake in Salem was just an independent woman. She was not a witch.
Yeah, but she's messing with crystals and stuff. She declares her witchdom.
Yeah.
God created crystals.
All right, let's back up for a second. We have a couple of minutes before we need to break. You won't touch a Ouija board? I don't remember that.
No, I won't go near them. I won't allow one in my house.
Come on.
Absolutely. No.
We brought one in studio and she bounced. She refused to be in studio.
I always joke with her that I'm going to tape one under her desk
because
there.
That's literally messing with the occult, like bad people.
Dealing with witches.
No, witches are not bad.
That's different.
That is literally what Hollywood wants you to think. I promise you, sure, there are nasty people out there, but witchcraft and witches have been slandered as demonic and bad when in actuality they work with herbs. Like Eye of Newt is code name for a herb.
They're healers.
Yeah, and there's a reason they survived during the plague and they were called witches, but that's because a lot of them had cats, and that's why the cats ate the rats that carried the plague, which is why people thought they were witches.
Well, I can certainly believe that, but I can't believe that Milton Bradley has created some kind of game that it's going to bring demons into our world.
Ouija boards were way before, and it's Parker Brothers, not Milton Bradley.
Sorry, I'm being silly. I am curious if you are listening right now and you have brought a Ouija board into your house and your life completely changed. Something so freaky happened that you have looked back at it and you're like, I should have never brought that Parker Brothers Milton Bradley board into my house. Then give us a call right now, 1-855-VIRTUA. I think the whole thing is crap.
Oh, my brother has a Ouija board story. I need to get him on to share it. But like legit, like some stuff went down that freaked him and his friends out.
Like what?
I don't remember the details of the story.
You can't tell me the portal from hell is a board from Milton Bradley. You can't.
All I know is this Marine/firefighter felt very scared for his life because of whatever demonic person they brought in through the portal of the Parker Brothers Ouija board. Okay.
The real portal to hell is just capitalism, which is what they figure out.
Okay, here is my confession right now to all my 8th grade friends. When we did the Ouija board, I was the one pushing it. It wasn't a spirit. I was that guy.
I think we're the spirits haunting you.
My brother did like a Ouija board seance and like somebody ended up bawling, crying, running from the house. Like something happened that freaked everybody out and it was legit. I'm texting him right now.
It was somebody's older brother upstairs flickering the lights probably.
No, it wasn't that.
It's like walking through a dark alley by yourself at night. Sure, something might not happen, but there's a good chance something might. Don't take the risk.
Absolutely not.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Let's get back into Ouija boards here for just 1 second, which I think are the stupidest things ever.
I just texted my brother.
Good morning. Is it Cincy?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Good morning. Hi, Cincy. How are you?
Sunsea, nice to meet you.
All right, so I was just asking, like, for people to call up that have had a really bad, legitimate experience with Ouija boards. I don't believe the portal of hell is coming from Parker Brothers. So what happened to you?
Okay, so when I was in college, not to age myself, but it was the year 2000, I went to college, and so I was one night, some weird things was going on. It just literally felt weird in the dorm. And we found out that there was a Ouija board on the third floor, which is where I stayed, as well as the ground floor. And a group of us got together to pray because, you know, we were Christians. And after we got done praying, I just went back to my room because I was tired. I had to go to class the next morning. So I laid in bed. And all of a sudden, the room got so cold. And I checked the air conditioner to make sure it was off, which it was. And there was no reason for it to be that cold in the room. So I prayed again because I felt very uncomfortable. And the room, I swear, got icy. And I felt pressure on my chest. And it scared me so bad. I called my mom. And this is like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I called my mom and told her what was going on. And we prayed again, and then thank goodness I fell asleep. And the next day, that's when we found out that there were 2 Ouija boards, because I'm sorry, the night before we thought it was just 1. And we found out that the 2 girls that were doing it were foaming at the mouth and literally had to be taken to the hospital. And I talked directly to not the dean, I can't think of what it's called, but the person in charge of the dorm.
The RA.
And she... Thank you. Well, we had an RA, and then there was someone above the RA.
RHD, the hall director.
Okay.
All right, let's not get stumped on that. All right. Just a little part of the story. Let's continue.
Yeah, she was trying to not totally confirm because she didn't want to freak anyone out, and they weren't supposed to tell what was going on. But... that's what I later found out really happened. So I don't fool with the Ouija boards. Say that again?
I didn't realize Ouija boards had like HIPAA laws. Like you weren't allowed to share what happened to people.
All right. So we've got foaming at the mouth, cold rooms, and pressure on the chest. From Milton Bradley.
Parker Brothers.
Sorry, my bad. Jamie, it's just funnier. Parker Brothers to me is just funnier. Or maybe it's Milton Bradley is funnier.
I think Milton Bradley's funnier.
It is funnier.
Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so you are convinced.
This happened, like, in the 80s. Like, me and my cousin were young and dumb. We decided to play with the Ouija board. It was, like, thunderstorms at night, and we shut all the lights out thinking, like, we were so cool. And all of a sudden, like, we heard a banging on her back door, and this guy standing in this, like, lumberjack outfit. And we freaked out, started screaming, turned the lights on, no one was there. Like, we don't know if we were, like, just imagined it or what, but it scared the crap out of us. Never again touched a Ouija board.
All right. Well, you lost me at 80s because everybody was so high in the 80s. So if you're seeing a lumberjack ghost, then that makes sense.
That
to
sounds
me.
Like a dream for me. A hot lumberjack ghost shows up at my door. Hey, babe.
That's the whole plot of Outlander.
All right. Good morning, Vanessa. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I was working on an indie movie, and in the movie, they had created a fake Ouija board because of licensing. And in one of the scenes, the actress had to take said Ouija board and throw it into a fire. And when she did that, the fire burst like a huge puff and actually caught her on fire, caught her hair on fire. And luckily, people were on standby. We were able to, you know, grab her and get the fire out really quickly, but it did singe up her hair. And from that night on, our entire production of that movie was literally cursed. That night, we ended up getting snowed in, and we were snowed in for a week and could never pick up production again on the movie.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Okay.
That's the most intense one.
And it was a makeshift Ouija board, which for some reason gives it more credibility to me.
Yeah. We can't blame Milton or Bradley on that one.
Or Parker and his friends.
Parker and his friends.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
All right, man. All right, make me believe in a Ouija board.
Okay, so
My partner and I, we have a collection of over 20 Ouija boards. We have haunted objects. But we used one of our Ouija boards in a home that we were living in downtown. It was built in 1900. We had a lot of activity in the house. And one night we decided to use it, and there was something that came through, because we used to see this apparition of a woman in this Victorian gown in our bedroom. And we believe it was her communicating with us. It wasn't anything bad. But then fast forward, we sell our home. We buy a new house downtown. And before we moved, we told her, you know, you can come with us. You know, we offered to help her pass over or move on. My partner is a spiritual worker. She didn't. We moved. We didn't think about it again. And then when we got into our new home, one of our Ouija boards started to, the planchette started moving on its own and basically confirmed that it was her and that she came with us when we moved into our new home.
Did you start charging her rent?
Right, right. John, well, she's not the only one. So.
John, why does somebody need 20 Ouija boards?
Yeah, why collect things that are haunted?
Well, so I'm fascinated by the occult. Again, my partner is a spiritual worker. He does that for a living. And I think there's just a misconception behind a lot of these things. A Ouija board is literally just a tool to communicate with the other side. And I've never had a bad experience with all of them. I feel like it's just a tool to communicate if you know how to do it correctly. If you don't know how to do it and you don't know what you're doing, then you're definitely opening the door for something more negative. Because spirits, I mean, they used to be people in the physical world, and you have good people and bad people. So you never know what you're letting in when you use a tool like that.
John, is your partner somebody that we could rely on if the witch and Hot Hand Tim don't work out?
So I'll be honest with you. I was so ready to call in when you guys were talking about that because he's awesome. I mean, he travels, but he's local. He's in Atlanta. He's an incredible spiritual worker. I would love to connect you with him.
I would love to be connected.
The okay. more the merrier, because Cassie needs a lot of people.
We need a village of healers.
John, I appreciate you calling. Let me put you on hold, okay?
Oh, my God. We're going to get you like a whole team, a team of healers.
I would love that we all hold hands under the moonlight.
You're like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Right? This is your pit crew, right? Your spiritual pit crew.
A priest, an energy healer, a psychic, a mystic.
Yeah.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
So Cardi B and Offset are no longer together, but that doesn't mean she's done having kids. She recently went on the Jennifer Hudson show, and she has a very practical yet unconventional reason why she wants to continue to have children, even though she is already a mom of three.
Do you think you're gonna have more kids?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, it's like the more kids you have, the less of a possibility you go to like a home. One of them is gonna wipe my butt. One of them is gonna wipe my butt.
Agreed.
She's like, I don't want some random nurse at Whispering Willows Nursing Home to be touching this BBL. Yep. It's going to be one of her 15 kids.
It's the least you can ask for your kids when they're older. You've done so much for them that it should be an unsaid agreement that when I get older, you're the one wiping my butt.
Exactly. All right, Lainey Wilson and Jelly Roll are teaming up with John Bon Jovi on the new Bon Jovi album. So I guess back in the day, there was an album that came out called Forever, and they're going to be doing some collaborations on this album where they're basically re-recording, but with all of these big country artists. So it'll be called Forever Legendary Edition, which is a re-release of their album Forever. Lainey Wilson is going to join them on a song called I Wrote You a Song, and Jelly Roll is taking on a song called Living Proof. This is all set to come out in a couple of weeks on October 24th. Other guests are going to include Bruce Springsteen, Avril Lavigne, James Bay, Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, and Ryan Tedder from One Republic, who is a huge, huge music producer for a ton of big pop albums as well. So it's going to be a very interesting track list for sure.
And one of my favorite interviews, he's just the freaking nicest guy. You remember when we interviewed Ryan Tedder, came in to studio?
Yeah, sure. It was like it was yesterday.
No, you have no recollection of that whatsoever.
He was nice.
He was such a lovely human being.
Okay, Matt Damon said that the Beatles breakup actually inspired him to keep working with his best friend forever, Ben Affleck. These two are such a power duo together. But Peter Jackson had a nearly 8-hour Beatles documentary series called Get Back. And apparently it left him feeling so sentimental about, you know, the bonds and the brotherhood that you have when you're working together with someone that you're that close with, that he actually ended up calling up Ben Affleck to be able to continue to work on more movies together. So since then, they've made 3 movies together in 4 years, The Last Duel, Air, and then their upcoming action thriller, The Rip, which hits Netflix in January. Hmm. Very, very cool.
I love a good bromance.
I love a bromance as well.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So if you have kids in college, by now they've already started to complain about some of their professors. Yeah. It's no different than when you were in high school. You liked some, others were just like so by the book. The difference is this generation gets to go online and rip their professors if they need to.
Yeah, it's a fantastic resource. So there's this thing called Rate My Professors, okay? It's a website, and it does exactly as it says. You get to rate professors at certain schools. And it was a super useful resource for me when I was in college because I would scour that thing every single time when I was signing up for classes. Abby, did you ever use this?
Rate My Professor?
Yeah.
No, because I wanted to have my own opinion about my professors.
Wow. What? What an intellectual. All right. So the cool thing.
No, the reality is I was in the College of Communications and we didn't care. We were like, everyone is smoking weed after the after our class. Everyone's chill.
Maybe it's because I went to an engineering school. It was like really important for you to look at this. So the way that this website works is it's essentially Yelp for your professors. Mm-hmm. So you're able to give them a rating on like a scale of 0 to 5. But then you can also indicate like, was attendance mandatory? Was the textbook used? So then you knew if you needed to buy the textbook or not. How, like, what was homework? What grade did you get in the class? And then there's also an area for you to write your own review. Okay. And some people use the website to give critical but important feedback on the professor that the professors actually look at and take to heart. And then other people just use it as like a straight up vent line for whenever things were going maybe way too good or way too bad. So it sort of depended. So I scoured the internet for sort of the most fun and unhinged versions of reviews, and I've categorized them into 3 different ones. And so we're going to start off with those that were considered boring classes and boring professors.
What a very engineering way to handle it. I have classified them in 3 different categories.
I have an Excel spreadsheet.
And I studied finance. I didn't even study engineering. So the first one is, in all caps, boring. But I did learn that there are 137 tiles on the ceiling.
Oh, wow, mm-hmm. You were hella bored.
Yeah. Bring a pillow to class so when you lose consciousness, your head won't slam on your desk. And bring a pillow for your pillow because your pillow will fall asleep too.
The lesson is being proactive.
Exactly.
Preparing for anything.
And this last one, texts are dull and irrelevant. Do not waste your time. There is nothing to be learned from Professor Linta.
Mm.
Okay. Harsh and to the point. Now, this next category is talking about the difficulty of the class, okay? Especially when I didn't really experience a ton of extremely difficult professors, but my engineering buddies, they had some horror stories about how difficult some of these classes were.
What was the hard? There's a class that sticks out in my head as one of the hardest classes I took.
I could tell you the one that I literally had to drop out of 3 times because my mind couldn't conceive what was going on. I swear this is true. Logic.
Are you kidding?
Philosophy, logic. My mind just couldn't process, man. 3 times I had to drop out of it.
I failed one class and I dropped out of one. I failed either macro or microeconomics. I think it was microeconomics. And then I dropped out of astronomy because I thought it was going to be like a fun star class.
Same.
And it's physics.
Yes. So when I was taking astronomy, right, I failed that class, but I was so mad that I failed it that I took it again and I almost failed it twice. But I wanted to like show you. I thought astronomy, oh, we're going to learn about the stars.
I literally.
Man, no, that class was so freaking hard.
It's my favorite class.
I hated that class.
It was hard, though. When they start talking about the physics around a black hole, I checked out.
Ugh.
Fair enough. So this is talking about difficulty. You can't even cheat in her class because nobody knows the answers. this lady is too strict with grammar and writing. Lady, we've got lives, jobs, and families, and this was a writing course for future elementary school teachers. I used to like bio. Not anymore. I could have cured cancer, but because of her, we will never know. I never wore my seatbelt while driving to school because I wanted to die before making it to this class.
What a horse,
definitely brutal. All right, and this last category is what I call the unhinged category. Oh. This is where people are just going off the walls on these professors.
Wait,
okay?
The one that said they didn't wear a seatbelt, they wanted to die, didn't make the unhinged category?
Just you wait. I believe Jennifer is evil. There is something dark inside of her. Walking into her lecture, you may sense a demonic presence. She will select random facts from the lecture for the test. Good luck. Next one. He seems happy and teaches well, but there's just something off about him that I can't put my finger on. He smiles, but there's no warmth there. Just a terrible emptiness like you'd find in the rusting hull of a ship forgotten at the bottom of the Dead Sea.
Oh, wow. Creative writing class.
Right?
Something happened to him to make him this way. I do not know what it is. No one does. And last but not least, this one's just super random. Although this man is a terrific trombone player, he is a terrible person, and I hate him.
Right to the point.
This is The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.